Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Try to take over the world before another idiotic dance comes along.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you for tuning in. This is What's Bree On. What episode are we on? I think this is episode 6 of this season. We are talking about the NBA Finals and free agency. I'm here with two of my nearest and dearest friends. On my far left, my man.
They call me DJ, a.k.a. because I'm Tricky P. Hickey, a.k.a. Papa Squat, a.k.a. OG Walker, a.k.a. DJ 6-1, because I'm 6-1 on a good day. So that's how I roll through it.
My boy on my left, who are you, my man?
You got the CD player in the house.
And you already know what it is. Coming to you so smooth, so clear, so effervescent. The mobster of the Midwest putting his pants on two legs at a time because I'm better than all y'all niggas. The Midwest mobster, the daddy of do-rags. I guess for this episode, we're just going to go with the fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because it's an NBA episode. But my boys.
Wait, what one did we do today? You had one. Oh, Mr. Breeny.
Mr. Breeny.
Mr. Breeny.
But no, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We're talking NBA right now.
NBA. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I'm talking Mr. Breeny all day.
Because I have the wisdom. But now, Breeny. We have the NBA Finals. The NBA Finals went down. We have the Raptors versus the Warriors in the NBA Finals. Do y'all have, like, honest initial thoughts? What did y'all think was going to happen before?
All right. Real talk, and it's funny we're talking about this because last night I was watching compilations of homecomings from players who have been traded that, you know, like for when D. Rose came back from Minnesota.
Their first time back.
And they were, like, cheering MVP while he was at the free throw line. He was smiling. And I watched the DeRozan one. And they showed the before of DeRozan, you know, playing playoff games and shit, you know, whatever. And then you watch Kyrie, you watch Kawhi in this playoff series, man, it was a different team. I love DeRozan because DeRozan's low-key, and he'll fucking fuck you up, though, if you don't, you know.
He's very, very nice in the mid-range, but
right. He's
not someone who I would say is the number one guy
right. On
a championship-winning team.
So he's
the second or third best. Best case scenario, second best guy, but I'd say he's the third best guy on a championship.
Because he's like four-time All-Star. Like, I fuck with DeRozan.
He's not bad at all.
He's under the radar. But I watched those highlights with him versus when Kawhi was, and it was just a different team.
Kawhi just took
the keys.
It's a different dimension to the team when Kawhi's there.
Dude, it really was. Because with DeRozan needed fucking, you know, Kyle Lowry to fucking, he had to have games too, like,
a lot of backup. DeRozan needed Kyle Lowry to show up, and Kyle Lowry wasn't showing up because it's a weird thing that Kyle Lowry has that most people don't do, where Kyle Lowry is so much better on the road, especially right. In playoff games, and it's so weird
for that to
happen because it's not like usually your role players, and Kyle Lowry's not a role player, but
usually
role players are going to play better at home, but on the road, Kyle Lowry in playoff games is vastly better.
Fucking the games that they won. Dude, he had 28 points. He almost had a triple-double. He had like 28 points, 11 assists, and I think 7 rebounds.
If we deadass Googled his home and his road records right now, it would be crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, I fucks with Kyle Lowry, too. He's fucking, and he's goofy as shit. See, that's what I miss, is DeRozan and Kyle Lowry fucking there.
Post-game interviews and shit.
Well, just,
like what the Heat used to have with Chris Bosh and LeBron.
Hey, props because, Chris Bosh, too,
because you played sports, and like we all know, like the people who play sports, it's, yeah, don't get me wrong, I miss playing, but it's always the locker room shit. It's the camaraderie that you have with a team that everyone misses more.
And it's so
hard for people who never played.
That's why these Chicago Bears are going to be swag.
Everybody loves the personal shit more than, like, yeah, the games come and they go. Like, you win, you lose, but it's more of, man, I never would have ever talked to this dude ever in my fucking life.
But
me and him were on the same fucking team. We were in the trenches together, and I really had to know this dude. Right. He wasn't anything. Like, you know what I mean? You know exactly what I mean. But there's people who are listening who are like, what the fuck is
I'm telling you, the Bears are going to be fucking dope because we're not going to get on the Bears because I can go on a rant. I'm telling you, that locker room right now is so connected right now. It's going to be dangerous. they're about to be a team to deal with.
Because fucking Cutler's not there anymore.
And I like how you got the Brandon Marshall framed. Brandon Marshall.
Hey, you already know.
Shout out to Brandon Marshall. He was the man.
Back to the NBA.
Well, you want to hear something crazy? They showed. I saw a clip. Because the whole thing, Kyle Lowry was pissed because they traded DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pissed at the GM, who also traded Dwayne Casey, coach of the year. And so Kyle Lowry was pissed at him. And there's a clip on the internet of him kind of standing off to the side. And Kyle Lowry grabs him and, like, embraces him in a huge hug. So
yeah, after the shift.
So, you know, it shows fucking championships change perspectives.
Real quick, while we're talking about this... In game three, Kyle Lowry gets shoved. Not a hard shove, but he gets pushed by a Warriors owner, right? And it's a big deal. It's super crazy.
Yeah,
and they fined him $500,000. They banned him for
a year.
A year. But if you're okay. if you are an owner of a team, right?
Right.
And if you own a house and you can't go to your house for a year. Right. What are you going to do? You're going to sell that motherfucker.
Right.
So that's their goal. Right. They're trying to get him to sell it.
True.
But this is we're recording this on Juneteenth. These motherfuckers know I'll be on my black shit. But I'm going opposite for you.
Right.
Did you hear about Masai Ujiri after the Raptors win the finals? About how he punched the cop in the face?
The GM?
Yeah, you didn't hear about this?
Punched a cop in the face?
So what? They're saying that he punched a cop in the face. They're saying that he was trying to get down to the court to celebrate with the team.
Right.
And that there was a cop in the way who said he couldn't get past.
What?
So they're saying that there was an altercation. There was an altercation. They're saying that he might have shoved him, he might have slapped him, he might have punched him. But no matter what, an altercation with a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later, Kyle Lowry grabs him from the shits and brings him in. I think that this is what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh,
and
definitely.
He grabs him from the stands and brings him out.
Yeah.
And that's after the shit with the cop.
No.
But
shit.
So, on my equality shit, owner gets fined $500,000,
mm-hmm,
for all pushing Kyle Lowry a little bit.
Insane.
Black man punches a cop in the face. No video of it.
Right.
Y'all two didn't even hear about it. Y'all don't.
I had no idea.
No,
man.
But no, real shit. This is the thing. I really wish that we would have pulled it up before. I really thought that y'all knew about this before.
No, I had no idea. Man.
Yeah.
And it's because it wasn't caught on fucking national TV camera, man. No, I mean, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
This is an NBA Finals game.
Right.
Somebody just won.
Right.
Somebody caught it on camera.
Oh, yeah.
They got rid of that shit.
Yeah.
There's no way that there's no footage of it.
Right.
They just haven't let it come out. So, I'll do it. Equality, man.
Dude,
man, they let the black guy get away with the shit. They let the white guy because he's a champion. He looks a lot better for the league. Masai Ujiri is a fixture in the league.
Right.
They're trying to give him fucking contract to the Wizards next year, so he can fix their bullshit.
Right.
It's a lot easier to say, who the fuck is this dude that we don't know?
Right.
You get the fuck rid of the white dude. But the black guy who's actually important. That shit on the record.
Yeah, right.
Adam Silver is the best commissioner in all of professional sports, and I don't think that that's debatable. I don't think that is debatable at all.
We're talking about commissioners. I didn't even know who the commissioner of baseball was right now. I
think his last name starts with an M.
Yeah, the cab driver told us.
Did he?
Remember I was like, it's not Goodell, or not,
Goodell's
fucking,
NFL.
Yeah, and he's fucking Goodell. No, I thought it was Selig still. And he's like, 4 years ago they got, I don't know. Commissioners.
The Raptors win after KD goes down. I didn't think that KD was going to play at all because I thought KD had the Achilles injury. KD comes back in game five. Klay got the hamstring injury in game four. He comes back in game, no, he got the hamstring injury in game three.
Right,
didn't
right.
come back for four.
Right.
Played in five. Him and KD both go down in game five.
Right.
Steph tries to take over. Bam. Over with. No. Six. My bad. Fuck. You guys know what the fuck. You guys know what happened. Because game six, won in six. They won in six in the Oracle. Right. They both got injured in game five in Toronto.
Well, but Klay got fucked up in game two. Remember?
Three.
One of the games.
He got fucked up in three, didn't play in four.
Yeah.
I was just one game off.
Yeah. All right. You know what's going to be the most interesting thing about the Golden State Warriors? You look at Steph Curry, two-time unanimous MVP.
One-time unanimous, two-time MVP.
Okay. And it's really, he's never given the, like, he's never been completely,
it'll
I'm doing
so
this
fun.
Right now.
No, I'm not anti-Steph. It's going to sound like I'm anti-Steph when I say this, but it's going to be so fun to see Steph have to do it by himself.
It's going
to
be,
to watch Steph put up 40, like, right. Because he always has someone else, but right. Just to watch Steph just gun.
He's still got Draymond. Draymond will still be that physical presence.
But he's not
presence,
a scorer.
But
he's not a scorer.
He's not
so
that
Steph
second
So Steph is
going
to have to gun.
Yeah.
Because he's the only scorer on the team.
Right, right.
You know how fun that's going to be to watch the fucking NBA next year?
And
just
like,
watch Steph just...
You think Cousins is staying?
If I'm the Warriors, I need Cousins.
Right.
So I can run that pick and roll. I can run that pick and roll. You have Draymond on the corner making the decision if we're not running the pick and roll. Because what the fuck else are we going
to
do?
You know, the first thing I would do if I were Draymond Green, go to the gym and shoot for 8 hours a day. Because they need...
I don't think that it matters. I think that Draymond just... I think that you are what you are at some point. A leopard can't change his spots.
Yeah, true.
He's a very good passer. He's a, like, you...
But
he's,
that's not...
He's
you
necessary.
Can never, like, settle for what you are.
No,
like,
I mean, that's true.
If you need
because
to change your game, you can change your game.
Jason Kidd.
Right,
prime example.
Right,
Jason
right.
Kidd could shoot for shit.
Right.
And then all of a sudden,
but
Mavericks...
He made up for it
Mavericks
just,
1 year, and then
that
Ben.
Mavericks team was awesome. Like, that's, like, what Steph Curry needs to do is what fucking Dirk Nowitzki did. In that
you said Steph? Oh.
I'm saying, like,
just take over, just be the guy?
Yeah. I mean,
but he wasn't super dominant, though.
And Dirk had Jason Kidd, and he had, like, Jason Terry. That team was actually, like, goofy as fuck. I think that was the team that...
Yeah, Jason Terry, Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler was the guy.
This is the team
he was
that
our defensive stopper. Yeah,
he got a defensive player of the year. He was on the Bulls, man. Like, who did we trade for Tyson Chandler? Oh my God.
Was it it was Tyrus Thomas.
No, Tyrus Thomas we traded for LaMarcus Aldridge.
My God.
Or we traded LaMarcus Aldridge for oh my God. What are you?
It's fucking disgusting. Let's get fucking back because we can talk. Hey, we and you
well,
can talk.
The draft is going to be.
We can talk about the Bulls. We can talk about the Bulls.
This draft is. Oh, draft is tomorrow. Oh shit! I'm about
hey,
to. Watch. I'm
never
working.
Mind. Never mind. Let's not even do that.
No,
let's not even
that's
let's
a.
Get back, let's get back. Let's get back.
That's
let's
a snowball
get back.
Becoming an avalanche type.
Yeah, let's get back. So the injuries happened. KD should have never come back, in my opinion. I was telling y'all that I thought he tore his Achilles before. When we all watched it happen together, and I was like, that's an Achilles, that's an Achilles. I was yelling. I was literally screaming it in the fucking bar. So I'm sitting there.
And remember, I had the video of it, like, you can see the, like...
Oh, no, that's the second one.
That was
the second one.
Oh, you're
but before,
one.
No, before... The
first
the,
one.
Oh,
against
the calf injury?
The trailblazer.
Like, way in
The Achilles injury that they said was a calf injury?
That was an Achilles injury. He couldn't play a game with an Achilles injury.
That's why his Achilles got fucking torn.
Yeah, but so it was strained, if anything.
If it's a partial tear, it's his Achilles, right? They're saying...
No.
I think he had a
You
partial...
think it was already fucked up? Well, I mean, I could see it already being
because
fucked
they know
up,
he's
but not
coming.
Torn.
I think
it was
it was a partial tear, right? I think that they know he's not going to come back. So, like, yeah, bro, play. Because what happened with Clay? They saw that Clay was trying to come back and play, and they were like, no, bro, you're going to stay. Fuck you. You sit on the fucking bench and wait. And then KD, they're like, nah, bro. They were trying to force KD back. The storylines are all, oh, my God.
Yeah,
why is, no,
KD,
no, no.
Real talk, KD wanted to play those games.
Because KD is a person who's influenced by what people are saying about him. He hears everybody talking shit, and he's like, oh, no, let me do
right.
it. You know what I'm saying? And they put those storylines out. So let's, oh, no, let me come back and play. They know KD is not coming back to the Warriors
next year.
It's not
that there was no pressure. It's just like...
They put the pressure on him so he would come back.
Right.
Because they have no risk. If you tear your shit playing for us, you're going to leave us anyway.
Right.
If you don't play, we're down 3-1.
Plus,
you know what I'm
if this was just going for a championship,
you think,
he probably
you
wouldn't.
You think that if the Warriors were up 3-1, they would have told KD to play?
Right.
They wouldn't have. They wouldn't have at all.
Right. Because the thing is, too, is it was a three-peat championship. If it was just a one-year, like, yeah, we're going, like, you know.
If they were up 3-1, it doesn't matter. They would not have told him to play.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Especially
he
if they
to
thought
play.
He was coming, if they thought that he was coming back, my bad. If
no,
they
no,
that
no.
He
go
was
for
coming
it.
Back one.
Yeah, yeah.
They wouldn't have told him to play. One, them being down 3-1. Hey, we need you.
Like, that's what that shit was, dude.
No, exactly. But I'm telling you, the influence of... Because no one's three-peated since the Lakers. Shaq and Kobe Lakers.
That's what, 01 to 04?
Yeah. That was... They won one against the Spurs.
Or was their last one in 01? Was their last one in 01?
I think it was 2000, 2001, 2002? I don't know if they started off in the 90s. But that was Phil Jackson.
No, because they won three. They won three before.
Yeah, that was
no,
like,
no. They won three, and then Kobe won two later.
He won. That was the like Lamar Odom, Pau
Gasol. No. Yeah, it was because the last one
was
in
24.
The last one was in 2001 because Shaq won one in 03 with Wade.
Okay.
So or no, that played? Was 06. That was 06 with Wade because Wade and LeBron and them got drafted in 03.
Right, right.
So it,
but
it was.
He played. Did he go straight to the Heat from the Lakers?
Yeah.
He didn't stop. He
no,
played.
He
Suns
went straight to the Heat.
So the Suns was after Miami.
After, because he went with Steve Nash.
Right. That team could have been dirty. I think
Shaq
was.
Shaq was. Shaq wasn't Shaq.
But Stoudemire, was he on the team? No, I guess not. Because they're both centers.
No, he wasn't there. But
but they made it to the
Western Conference Finals. What's the state of the Warriors now?
State of the Warriors.
So
now.
You're the Warriors. You're going into next season. KD's out for the whole season, most likely.
Right.
Klay Thompson is a tough dude. So let's say best case scenario. We were just talking about football.
Right.
Best case scenario, he comes back on some AP shit. He comes back.
Yeah, but that's hard.
But he comes back early because he's proven that he's tough, right? But that still brings him back.
I think
a quarter of the
be,
way, half the way into the season, so you're still behind.
I think this should be a regroup season for Golden State because they're all still young enough to where they can make another push. Don't make a huge push this year. Get everyone together. Get Steph going. Let Klay fucking really get his shit. Because if he comes back, it's going to be at the end of the season. And it's like really one of those things where it's like, I think the Warriors would do better personally, especially if they're giving Steph Curry all the fucking like possessions. Don't stress him out too much. Take this as a year, regroup, probably get like a 4 seed or something like that. See what happens, roll the dice. But you know, I just think they shouldn't make a Warriors like
don't make the push.
Don't try to be the fucking 73-9 team, you know. Just,
I mean, that 73-9 should fuck them.
But that's their mentality right now.
Fucked them.
Oh, yeah, it don't mean anything if they ain't got that ring.
Hot cha-cha. No, but that 73-9 fucked them that year.
It did.
If they, I mean,
only time I've really ever gone for LeBron. Like, all right, I wanted them to.
I mean, to be honest, it's super easy to say right now to be like, oh yeah, the 73-9 ruined them.
Right.
But like, what? That's the year that Draymond went out for the punch in the nuts. Is that that?
I mean,
yeah, because
they,
that was a 3-1. Yeah, that was a 3-1.
They played themselves,
that was
they played each other 4 years in a row, so they all kind of blend for me now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Still one of the greatest blocks in the history of the game was that LeBron play.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm a fucking...
I hate LeBron.
Dude, I'm a fucking...
I love the block, but let's be real. That Kyrie shot was a...
Yeah.
That Kyrie
that
shot.
That was so fucking...
Bro, that shot changed everything.
You know, too, and people don't look at Kevin Love's defense on Steph Curry on that final.
Like, the last possession, bro?
A power forward sticking with Steph Curry. Like, that was... But, I mean, otherwise, I fucking fucked the Cavs. Like,
fucking Steph cooks everyone off the dribble.
That's why the Warriors are going to be crazy this year.
K-Love stand in front of you on the fucking last possession. Bro, Steph doesn't have the clutch gene.
Right.
Steph doesn't have the...
He doesn't have the jeans.
I mean, we...
I can't even... Levi's. Zing.
No, that didn't work. I didn't like that one.
Oh, no.
But yeah, no, so the state of the Warriors, you're saying that you don't want them to make a splash this year. What do you do with... I didn't do that on purpose. I swear to God,
I can't keep Ha-Cha-Cha on. It has to be select moments. I just think... Because the Warriors' mentality for the past 5 years has been, we're going at their throats. We're winning. Everyone says that they are going to try to take us. They're not even top five favorite to win the championship next year. I think they're like number 7 or something like that.
I mean, they're tied for some shit. But the Lakers are the number 1 seed right now. And what? One second before we get into the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Warriors have a bunch of injuries. They have KD out. They have Klay out. Do you re-sign either of them?
That's a big deal too.
What do you do with that? If you're in charge of the Warriors, what do you do with them?
Well, think about
that.
Hey,
Chris, do you want to say anything on the pod? Like, what's up,
Chris? What do you think about this?
You got to keep Klay.
Do you try to re-sign KD or?
Nah.
You don't need KD.
The reason this is such a monumental, like, two things that happened with the Warriors, those two injuries, both of them were on that crazy free agency list of, like, KD was speculating to just go to the Knicks. What are you going to do now? Are you just going to, might as well just keep going with your contact with Golden State?
You keep Klay because one, they've done it before. They've done it before without KD. You don't need KD, and that only helps your chances of
who KD doesn't need someone, KD.
Golden State.
What?
They've done it before without KD.
Yeah, but
I don't think they're gonna do it again without. But they have done it before without KD.
They did it without KD, but the thing is when they did it without KD, the LeBron and the Cavs weren't the full Cavs. They weren't at full strength. When LeBron and the Cavs were at full strength, and they were at full strength,
you don't have a threat.
Draymond
though.
Punched him in the nuts, and then he was injured.
Yeah, but you don't have a threat.
What do you mean they don't have a threat? Who doesn't have a threat?
Golden State.
LeBron and Anthony Davis.
You didn't throw that into the mix.
Bro, but LeBron and Anthony Davis,
I didn't even think about that.
Rockets,
you're right.
You have the Rockets who have been on their ass for the last 2 years.
Chris Paul chokes every time. That's my guy.
If the Sixers re-sign everybody, if the fucking the Cavaliers, or not the Cavaliers, the Celtics
Jimmy's
do something with
the
them
Sixers.
Too. Oh yeah, for sure. They're saying that he's entertaining the Heat. They're saying he likes the Heat a lot.
I'm saying fucking Kawhi and Jimmy. Kawhi at the small forward and Jimmy at the power
forward. Oh my
or
god.
The
hey,
shooting
hey
guard.
Hickey. We very rarely disagree on sports shit. Imagine you put the Clippers together, right?
Right.
You have fucking Kawhi.
Right.
You have Jimmy Butler.
Right.
They re-signed Patrick Beverly.
What a squad.
God, hey, bro, that's a nasty.
You know, it's
bro.
Funny.
They brought the Warriors to six games with no star. You add the bro, Hickey. Dude. We never a real shit. Can we talk to the people and say how we never agree on sports?
Oh my god!
Like,
almost punches thrown. Not even kidding. Like, it's gotten
bro,
there.
We get into it, man.
It's
we get into
gotten
it.
Gotten there before.
And the worst part is we like the same teams. And, like, we just like don't agree. It's so crazy, man. I love this dude.
Right.
But like, well, we talk about.
But that's what you want when you talk to someone about sports.
That's the best part about sports is because when you talk about politics or anything else, it's just like people get so sensitive and
right.
shit. But like, you can talk about sports with someone for 45 minutes and
right.
you could cuss everybody out, and then at the end of the night you're gonna shake each other's
right
hand.
Right.
Like,
I love cause
no, it's so great.
I respect like all fucking sports fans that are really like into their team,
really on their shit,
you know, even if it's a team I don't like, you know, the culture of sports can change, you know. I was watching another video last night of like all the gruesome. Oh, it was the Gordon Hayward injury.
God, bro, I hate all of those.
And it was the.
I don't even like. Oh my god.
Oh, I know. And they were like carding him off, and then like whoever was announcing it was like, "This is when you show like sports means more than just like fuck you," you know. Everyone
because
was shaking
everyone's
up.
In there praying, and everybody,
yep.
like everybody's like crying.
Yeah. Yep.
Because no matter what, even if you're on the other team. You know, at the end of the day,
yeah.
you have a $30 million contract. It could be over just like
right,
that. Like, just
right.
like it happened to him, it's a fucking freak accident.
Right. Oh,
You're a human being. Like,
oh,
you're
yeah.
all mortal, so like, yeah. But nah, man.
That's why the whole fucking Warriors thing is crazy. Just freak accidents. The Klay Thompson one was just an awkward landing.
Bro, the fuck. And the best part about it, not the best part about it. But best
yeah, I know
worst,
I know what you mean.
The best and worst part about it is Klay Thompson's not even like a super athlete. Like, he didn't jump that high.
Right, yeah.
It's just a bad landing, like you just said. Right. Like, it's one thing if you see fucking prime Vince Carter jump up and land weird, because it's like, all right, this this motherfucker jumped up so fucking high.
Right.
You land weird. But Klay Thompson fucking can barely jump over a fucking phone book. You know, it's like, bro, he struggles.
It's all about just the way you land, just, dude. It's a centimeter.
Not only that, but someone could land on you.
Right?
Someone could land on you. The Kawhi bullshit.
Yeah,
I know you guys are talking about like relevant shit, but
no,
like,
but I'm saying Kawhi,
we could go up together.
Whatever, that dirty ass player.
Oh, who put his foot under fucking Kawhi?
Yeah, yeah.
It was Zaza Pachulia.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
But he's a journeyman. He's not even on the Warriors.
Did you see fucking Pop reacting to that shit?
Bro, he's a fucking... Bro, fuck...
Yeah, it's just...
Hey, real quick, one sec. Zaza Pachulia. No, but...
Perfect.
No, but real shit, bro.
One more. Ooh, what do we got now?
I fucked it up. One second.
$10, no whammies.
No whammies. Stop.
You know, they made a show like they revamped it.
No, the whammy, yeah. I know what you're talking about. No whammies. Okay, so do you guys have anything more to say about the Warriors?
It's going to be interesting to watch them next year.
Oh, of course.
It really is. It's going to be the most fun Warriors year since
the first Warriors year.
Right. Like, you know? Steph's going to be MVP Steph next year, and that's what he has
to do. Hey, deadass. I wasn't even going to try to get into that, but that's my MVP prediction.
Steph?
Mm. With nobody?
I mean, I hope he has DeMarcus.
But even if he has DeMarcus isn't...
Because Boogie will help out anyone, you know.
He'll help, but he hasn't been, like, super great.
Well, it's because on Sacramento, it was just him.
But it's going to be Steph getting buckets.
Well, he needs people to set those picks. He's going to get double teamed every single game.
The thing is, the best part about Steph is you play basketball, right?
Right.
So, you know, there's this is weird thing, right? When I'm dribbling the ball and you're guarding me,
right.
If I pass it to Chris... You kind of chill a little bit.
Right.
Because I don't have the ball. And that's when Steph's at his best. Because after he passes the ball, he runs around. And that's when you... That's when Steph's at his best.
Well, you know what they were doing, actually.
But you know what I mean. You know what I mean, though.
You know what they were doing, actually, when Klay went down was... they were playing a box and one defense where the one dude just...
And nobody could do anything because one person's following Steph. And you have everybody sitting at the fucking four corners of the paint.
Exactly. No one's going to shoot. Yep. So it's going to be real interesting to watch Golden State next year. Because Steve Kerr's still a good coach. Steve Kerr's the man.
That shit won't work. That won't work 82 games.
No, not at all. You need pieces in there. You know, but I'll always give... Like, everyone's always like, oh, Steve Kerr's just like good because he's got the good players. No. Steve Kerr played under both Phil Jackson and Greg Popovich. If you don't know how to, like, if you don't learn coaching based upon those dudes.
Then what the fuck were you doing?
Right, you weren't paying attention. Took a hook from Jordan for that.
Hey, man, that's just...
That's awesome, though. That's why Steve's the man.
That's why Steve's the man.
97 fucking championship shot.
Thank you.
Oh, dude, I know it.
Not the shot.
Not the official shot, but...
Hey, which shot is worth more to you? The hook shot from Jordan or the shot that he made at the fucking top of the key?
I don't know.
Ooh, no. Gun to your face.
I'd say probably the shot against the Cavaliers.
Top of the
because
key?
Because it was...
It was on the right. It wasn't top of the key.
No, it was. It was top of the key.
Yeah, top of the key.
Jordan.
Craig Elo.
Craig Elo. Byron shot it over Craig Elo.
What the fuck? BJ Armstrong. His was on the right.
Steve Kerr.
No. Steve Kerr was at the top of the key.
Jordan did his shit.
Craig Elo, top of the key.
Over Elo?
BJ Armstrong shit was on the right.
You're talking about Ron Harper.
Oh, John Paxson. Fuck.
That was OG first. That was the first three.
But that was on the right.
Who was that against?
That was on the right.
Was that against the Suns? I think it was against
the Suns. No, they didn't win the third one against the Suns.
Yeah, they
Charles
did.
Barkley's
Charles Barkley. Or Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. I mean, technically.
Charles Barkley. No, I mean,
shout out to no, I mean, Chuck.
Technically, new movie.
Technically, you still call him Charles Barkley.
That was his, I think that was his MVP year. Either that or he fucking just steamrolled through the Western Conference. He had like a 50-point game in that finals. Like, he had like a 50 and like 20 game in that finals. It was
duh. Winning.
No shit, bro.
dude, Chuck was the man back then. Someone was shooting a free throw once, and he goes up and he's like, you couldn't fit a pin in your ass with a jackhammer. And he like missed both free throws, and they ended up winning the game.
No, but Charles Barkley was the man, bro. I love Charles Barkley.
If you want to be gone.
Let's get into it, man. Let's get into it.
What?
The fucking Lakers. Oh, it's not official, but it's going
goodness
to be official.
The papers.
They have AD.
I know.
Anthony Davis and LeBron, how do you pair these two?
You know what's interesting is when Dwight Howard came to the Lakers with Kobe, Kobe was the same age as LeBron is, and Dwight Howard was the same age as AD is right now.
You said when
so
AD,
when Dwight Howard came to the Lakers, Dwight Howard was the same age that AD was.
I got you. And but Dwight Howard had proven way more than Anthony Davis has at this point.
That's very true.
Bro,
actually,
don't get me wrong. Like, I'd love it. I don't like.
Wasn't
the word
he like
love.
A two-time Defensive Player of the Year in his like
I'm
early
not
days?
Sure, but he definitely led them to the finals. They played against the Lakers in the finals.
Beat LeBron's team, and that's
because
when he went
that
to the
was
Heat.
That was the year when they had the Muppets, and they were supposed to. No, you know exactly. No, but real shit. Let me say it. They had the Muppets, and they were planning on LeBron
that.
And Kobe doing the Nike Muppets, the fucking commercials.
Right.
And they made all the commercials. And to be honest, this is one of my biggest things that I fucking hate about LeBron. That's not really necessarily 100% his fault,
right.
But the NBA and LeBron and Kobe robbed us of a finals of. Kobe versus LeBron,
right.
Bro. How did we never get that finals?
That
bro, LeBron. This.
What would you rather have been? Cavaliers LeBron or Miami Heat LeBron?
Cavs LeBron, because
you think
the,
early
the
Cavs
Heat LeBron
second,
they had too many.
Oh no,
people.
It'd have to be early.
They had too,
I wouldn't
they had
want
too
to.
Many people, so like it doesn't. It's not even.
I guess
fair.
You'd want to get it as early as you can in Kobe's
career.
This
is the thing.
Just because he'd be
LeBron,
even better.
LeBron, you ready for this? LeBron never played Carmelo Anthony in the playoffs. Even though he was in the Knicks for all those years.
Really?
He never played Dwayne Wade in the playoffs. He never played Kobe in the finals.
Really?
Bro, all of these people who you would think, like, there would be these battles. We never got to see LeBron against all these people.
I'm trying to think of any
battles. He had good playoff series and he had good playoff runs. But, like, the people that you would think, like, the marquee people who were in the East at the time LeBron was in the East. Paul Pierce, and that's it.
Hey, the only one, that fucking Eastern Conference Finals with the Bulls and the Heat.
And yes.
Or any,
yes,
every
but,
single year LeBron was in the playoffs. He had to go biased, through the Bulls, and he always did,
we
which
are,
sucks.
We are Bulls biased.
I know.
No, but Hickey, you
I
have
think
to
the
understand,
Bulls,
we're Bulls biased, Pat.
Right.
So we like that, but like in the grand scheme of the NBA,
right?
It's kind of bullshit that LeBron never played Carmelo. Who was one of the top people in the East? He never played Dwayne Wade in the playoffs. One of the top people in the East.
Right.
He played Paul Pierce, but that's at the waning years.
And Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen. So
and then he got his ass fucking whooped and he ran.
Right. But his finals have always been good. He played Dirk.
His finals have always been good.
Yeah, he played.
He got his ass whooped. He got his ass whooped by the Spurs.
But I mean, I'm not talking about his result. I'm talking about the players he played against. His Spurs series, all the Heat ones were pretty good. I think they both, all of them went to Game 7.
No. The lockout year when they played the Thunder was 5 games. Thunder took
the
first game.
Oh, the lockout year. You remember when the Bulls played the Lakers?
Thunder should have took that.
On Christmas Day, they played
it. Was a very close series.
On Christmas Day of the lockout season, the first game was Bulls Lakers, and D Rose hit that buzzer beater.
Oh, yes.
Or not buzzer
beater. The t-shirt jerseys.
It was like,
no, the t-shirt jerseys.
And that's when Kobe went up to him at the end of the game and shook up and said,
like,
"You're
yeah,
a bad
yeah,
motherfucker."
You were good.
Yeah.
Can you pass me that shit right in front of you? My bad.
With this?
No. Charger.
This.
Black thing. Yeah. My bad. Wait, yeah.
There's too many things in the way.
No, you're good. So, D Rose was a different motherfucker. D Rose was a different motherfucker. But speaking of people from Chicago who are out here balling right now, Anthony Davis is now a fucking Laker.
Right.
What's up, man? What's up, you guys? Come on, talk to me.
Did you see in the All-Star draft last year? LeBron had first pick, and he goes,
Anthony Davis, are you sure you want Anthony Davis on your team? Yeah.
And then Giannis goes, I think I do want him. Giannis goes, I think that's tampering.
Yeah. Yeah, and then LeBron starts laughing. But no, man.
That was destined to happen.
Do you think, Chris Hickey, do you think that two top five was Anthony Davis, top five, top seven, top nine, where are we at? Where are we ranking him?
In the league?
In the NBA. Because as much as I don't like LeBron, LeBron's top three.
He's definitely top ten.
LeBron's top three.
AD's
top ten.
I think he's probably the best big man in the league.
Top ten?
I think he's definitely the best big man in the league.
I like Embiid.
Embiid's on his way. And he needs to get an outside shot now.
I don't like Towns over him.
AD can post up outside the perimeter.
I don't like Towns over him. I don't like Capella over him. Let me just run through the list.
Right.
I love Jokic.
Yeah.
Jokic hasn't shown me enough yet.
We traded Jokic away for Doug McDermott. What the fuck? Dougie McBuckets. No shout out for
Dougie
you. Doug McBuckets. You remember when he had that dope jam, though? Oh, and Jimmy had that reaction.
Went crazy.
He had like a crazy ass dunk.
Bro.
He had like
what other dope big men are there in the league?
Let's see.
Rudy Gobert. Not better than Anthony Davis. DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus, yeah.
Who you got?
Boogie, you got.
Who you got? Boogie or Anthony Davis?
Oh, Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. Yeah. Who else? What else? Come on, man. You guys give me something.
I'm trying to think.
Embiid.
I'm trying to.
Capella.
I'm thinking playoff
Jokic,
teams. Yeah, Jokic.
Nurkic.
Who's the Capella is the
Rockets.
Yeah.
Nobody. Marc Gasol.
I mean, Gasol's on his way down.
I mean, he's on his way down, but I'm trying to make.
I can't.
Y'all aren't saying.
Well,
shit. So he's the best big man in the league, easily. Y'all don't even have anybody like we can compete with right now.
Well, I mean,
because I said Embiid, and that was the closest we could come, and then everybody.
I'm thinking Heat is Hassan Whiteside.
Whiteside is not who we thought he was.
He could be. But he's. Once he got his money, though,
he stopped getting.
I heard he actually requested a trade. Yeah. I think I read that today.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I heard about.
He can be a fucking force, but I don't know why he. I don't know.
So, do you think that what? So you said AD is. You said top 10. Is that what we agreed on?
Yeah. Definitely.
After we went through all of the big men in the league, and we had no one who's better than him, he's still top 10. We can't move him up to 7. We can't move him up to 5.
Well, I mean,
who are the top 5 players in the league then?
Top 5.
Kawhi, KD, LeBron.
Kawhi, KD, LeBron.
Those are the top 3. And in whatever order you want to do, those are the top 3. The second tier, I would have to say, is Harden. Antetokounmpo. Yeah.
That's the 5.
And that's the top 5.
Yeah.
After that, who are we going?
Steph's there.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, top 10. Yeah, Steph's got to be there.
Yeah.
Greatest shooter in the history of the game. We got Steph there. We got, AD's definitely there. I mean, because we said Kawhi, KD, LeBron. Jimmy, I don't know if Jimmy's top 10 anymore. I don't think Jimmy's top 10 anymore. Irving probably put in there. He's definitely top 3 point guards. Kyrie Irving's still fucking crazy when it comes to. You watch his handles and shit, man.
So remember when we just said. Y'all just said that Anthony Davis was top.
I just said Anthony.
Y'all said Davis. Anthony Davis was top 10, right?
Yeah.
We named the top 3 players, then we named the top 5 players.
And then I said
And then after that, the list got light, right?
No, it was like
the list
AD,
got light.
I'd say AD, Curry.
I don't think that Curry's better than Anthony Davis.
No, but I'm just saying top 10 in no particular order.
I'm saying, but
I don't know if I put Irving on there.
We have 3 players left.
No, we have 4 players. We have three players left.
We named the top 3, then we named 5, so we have 5 left. My bad. I'm wrong.
Damian Lillard.
I like Lillard.
Yeah, but
is
I mean,
he better than, is he better than Anthony Davis?
Is
Anthony
he better
Davis
than
is
Kyrie?
Six. Anthony Davis is six.
Is
Anthony Davis is number six?
Okay, so
is Lillard better than
you want us to put it in
Kyrie
order?
Irving.
I was just.
Would you say?
No, I'm saying we named tiers. The top.
Are
tier,
we listening by position?
The top tier was the first three players. We know the first three: Kawhi, KD, LeBron are the best three players in the league. Doesn't matter. Yeah, who's better than those three?
Right.
Not in any order, but those are the top three players. Yeah. After that, there's the second tier, Harden and Antetokounmpo. After that, the next tier that we're on right
though,
now.
You might even, he might be top three.
Yeah? You want to put him in that top tier? Let's put that the top tier. Let's put that top tier. That's four people. Five, we have Harden.
I think the top then, five should be the top tier. So it's Harden.
No, but they're
Giannis
on a different level. But Kawhi, KD, and LeBron are on a different level than those two.
Nah, I don't
those
think
two are what?
Harden's offensive year broke crazy amounts of records. And then Giannis,
but he's
was
not
fucking,
that better than Giannis.
Giannis was a two dribble down half court to dunk. He is a fucking like.
They had incredible years,
he
but
is
I would not say that they're better players.
I mean, they had the best record in the league, and they had Middleton. They had one
no,
of their
I'm
starters
not,
was
not,
Tony
I'm not,
Snell.
I'm not.
All right.
Well, Tony Snell's not bad, bro. That's
what?
Thing.
Well, I mean, okay, I'll give him. But
Tony
he was
Snell
on the,
was never terrible.
But he was on the Bulls. He wasn't a
he
liability
was in
the
bad
or
situation.
Anything like
exactly.
that. Exactly. He put up every once in a while. He'd have a good 25-point game and shit. But like, Tony was always clutch. He was a great defender.
He'd do his thing.
Yeah.
When you need him, he's there. But he's not someone that you would want to rely
so,
on.
So what's the starting five for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, Antetokounmpo, Mirotić.
That was the starting five.
Mirotić was the starting five.
No.
Yeah.
It was, who's that? One of the dudes was Rookie of the Year. I can't remember his name. He was like second overall. I can't remember his name. He was
Malcolm
rookie of the
Brogdon.
Year. I think he's a
Malcolm
point guard.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, he starts. He's point guard.
No, he started. He started. No, he was a two
and
guard.
And then
he was a two guard.
Brook
after.
Lopez is the center, who actually stepped up a lot in this playoffs.
Bro, Brook Lopez was a fucking ball.
Yeah. Dude, but, real talk
no,
though, I love
question,
Robin Lopez.
The question I've been trying
I love
to ask y'all
on
for
the
fucking
Bulls.
15 All right, minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you need more than just two top seven players in the league? Or do the Lakers, or are they good with just LeBron and Anthony Davis?
Well, you think about it position-wise. You know, you got LeBron. It's going to be Lob City there if it needs to be.
Yeah, he's old.
It depends
old.
On...
He's old, man.
LeBron, yeah, but...
exactly. He's throwing the lob. He's throwing the lob.
He's just, yeah, he's just
oh,
talking.
Oh, okay, I got you. I thought the other...
I think
no,
Anthony
I thought
Davis led the league last year in...
What did you say
to
what
the
did,
lane?
What did you say to me on Monday? What did you say to me on Monday?
I don't know.
Anthony Davis has never played a full NBA season.
True.
But that's the first thing you fucking right. told me. Yes or no?
Hey,
yes or no?
But LeBron has only
you
played
me.
One. LeBron has only played
I mean,
one
but
season.
That's not,
where
a,
it's
that's
every,
not a thing in the NBA.
Jordan played like eight consecutive or something
he
like
played,
that.
He played...
Jordan played
He played
like,
eight total. Nine was he played... He played in the ninth season. He played 80 games. He played...
His like
one,
second year in the league.
The second
he played,
year he broke his foot,
and
so
then he
that,
came back in the playoffs, scored 63 points.
But out of the 11 years, the least amount of games that he played, excluding the point, the one that he broke his foot, 70 games, 69, right. 69, but 70 games.
And he was like saying, he's like, I wanted to play, not because I, like
bro,
this
I
was what
play,
I love
bro.
Doing. No,
bro,
I'm
hey,
I want
to
play basketball.
Hey, real
every
shit,
chance
I've
I
never
can.
Said this on the podcast, but I always yeah. say this shit to you guys.
Yeah,
we are lucky so much as people. That Michael Jordan found basketball.
Right.
Because if Michael Jordan decided to be a murderer, Michael Jordan
right,
decided
yeah.
to be like a gang member, if he decided to be a drug dealer, or if he decided to be anything that wasn't
okay.
positive, he's Michael Jordan's the type of person who's going to be successful at anything that he does. We are lucky as a society that he found basketball, because if he would have found some Bill Cosby rape shit, bro, you know how many more women would have gotten
Whoa,
raped?
Whoa, alright, we're calming down.
Oh, that's too far? That's too far?
I don't know.
You've never listened to What's Breon then. Bazinga. No, but the Lakers. The Lakers. So if you're the Lakers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say that you don't think that AD and LeBron is enough. Who's the free agent that you guys want? Are you gonna sign one guy?
You ready? Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is... Although, here's the thing about Kemba Walker.
I have a really good one.
Here's the thing about that, though. Is you're the franchise player on the team that Michael Jordan owns. Imagine going up to Michael Jordan's face and saying, I'm leaving your team to go play on a better team.
That's you didn't hear that he said he's willing to take less than the max to stay?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't think I could visibly look in.
Both of those are terrible answers.
Yeah. What, Kemba? You think Kemba's a horrible answer? Are you kidding me?
One, because...
First off, he's going to take... No. He will take less money than Kyrie will.
He'll take less money, but...
Kyrie...
Now you have Anthony Davis and Kemba Walker running a pick and roll, and LeBron James sitting in the fucking corner?
But Kemba is not...
One of the three people has to take a back seat. We've seen this throughout the history of the NBA. There's a big three, one person has to take the back seat. Well, LeBron being the older guy, I figure would be... If there's three stars, he's going to take the back seat.
Well, think about it. Who would probably be more comfortable taking a back seat? Kyrie Irving or Kemba Walker?
I don't want either of them.
But who would as a person?
Patrick Beverly. Okay. Is my no, real shit.
You know, I heard Derrick Rose, Beverly, too. No, I heard they wanted to get D. Rose.
They're plus 2,000 to get D. Rose.
That'd be
crazy. But real shit.
Oh, God. Patrick, I just want him to get a ring.
Patrick Beverly and Seth Curry are my two perfect signings. Those are
Seth Curry?
Yeah.
He can play D.
He can shoot the three. He's going to dribble the ball up the court and pass that shit to LeBron. All I need you to do is walk the ball up the court, pass it to LeBron, get the fuck out the way.
Right.
As much as I don't like LeBron, but yeah,
if Steph Curry wasn't his brother, Seth Curry would be. He is a great off
bad.
The bench dude.
He's not
he
bad
is.
At all, man.
He is clutch. He can come in and just ride the fucking. He can do that, but he can still drive. And he, like, stole in the series against the Warriors.
Like
yeah, he was, like, going out crazy. Like,
Austin Rivers. But real shit, bro. No, but it's the same thing, bro. Austin Rivers was never terrible.
Right.
But when they signed him to the Clippers, he wasn't doing great. They signed him to the Clippers, he started to do better. And then they gave him the bag. And everybody was like, oh, how dare you? He's your son. But, like, Austin Rivers isn't a bad basketball
player. Right. No, he's not. I mean, you can't say anyone in the NBA is bad at basketball.
No, but, like, no, I'm saying relative to.
But, exactly. Yeah, I know. Relative towards talent in the league. I mean, he's another one. He's
a good off the bench guy. Bro.
I read the Bulls might be going back for Taj Gibson, which would be Taj Gibson is in like my top five favorite Bulls players in the history of
next
the game.
Next time you start talking about the Bulls, we're cutting the podcast.
All right, I'm sorry.
Next time you start talking about the Bulls.
I can.
The state of the Lakers. You said you want Kemba.
State of the Lakers.
You said you want.
Was it one of the 50 ones?
You said that you want Kemba. You said that you want Jimmy. Why do you want Kemba and why do you want Jimmy?
Because
go first.
I think, first off, I don't think Jimmy would work out because Jimmy is. You all right there, Chris? All right. Jimmy. Kemba Walker is, I mean, he started the All-Star game last year, so I know he is definitely ability-wise and recognition-wise, but he doesn't have that. He doesn't do the commercials. He doesn't get
that's part of the
like, how many...
He's Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right, but Jimmy has been the... He's already been the alpha male, and I think you can't have too
it's
much...
It's different...
You can't have too much firepower, man. If you got Kemba Walker, who is just, he has been there, he's been dominating low-key.
But he's been the alpha male on the team where,
where they're not making the playoffs.
It's not, like, you're not really an alpha male when you're, like, you know.
No.
Like, no, but how can you be an alpha male when your pack isn't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
if your pack isn't, like, a main pack, are you really an alpha?
Well, see.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think Jimmy versus.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yes, you're the alpha of your pack, but at the end of the day, you know if you go up against any of these other packs, you're not a real alpha.
Right.
So, yeah, you are technically an alpha.
Well, I don't think Jimmy versus Kemba is a good try to comparison because Jimmy's fucking going to adapt to every single
list. Jimmy wants to win. I don't think is.
Jimmy's
think
got that reckless Kobe mentality
I would take Jimmy in the last 8 minutes of a game, and I would take Kemba in the first, 40 minutes.
Well, they're
of
definitely
game.
Not going to be able
no, but I would take
both of them.
No, but I would take Kemba in the first 40 minutes of the game, uh-huh. and I would take Jimmy in the last 8 minutes of a game, just because they're built different. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Well, Jimmy's gonna fucking give it everything he's fucking got to get there. That's why I always liked Jimmy Butler. Jimmy was a dog. He fucking was down to get shit done.
Jimmy is one of my dark alley top five players. Where it's like, you know, like Kendrick Perkins, Jimmy Butler, Meta World Peace. Who else do I got? I already said Ron.
Jason Williams. Jason Williams, my boy. Shout out to Jason Williams. I was watching a bunch of Jason Williams highlights last night.
Did you say white chocolate?
Dude, that was Jason Williams.
No, but bro, if you were,
did you see that move when he got Gary Payton?
No, but I'm saying back alley top five. If you were to walk
backyard baseball style.
No, if you were to walk into an alley in the middle of the night and it's dark, who are the five? Like, who's your five that you're most afraid of? Charles Oakley. You have Charles Oakley. Charles Oakley. I got Jimmy Butler. I got Ron Artest. I got Steven Jackson. And I like Rondo. Rondo too.
I think I'd put Isaiah Thomas there. Isaiah was a
Legend Isaiah. Legend Isaiah. Was legend Isaiah, not young Isaiah.
Isaiah Thomas, legend I would Isaiah. Be terrified. Because he's a Chicago kid too. Kevin Durant was saying about Chicago kids. He was talking about Pat Beverly. And he was saying, yeah, he's intense because he's a Chicago kid. Bro, they play it. They're a different breed. Oh, yeah.
They live different.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
So, Chris, what's your favorite basketball team?
What?
What's your favorite basketball team?
My favorite basketball team? I mean, obviously hometown, I have to go Bulls.
You're both going Bulls? All three of us are going Bulls?
Oh. Yeah.
Who's your most like intriguing? Who do you want to see the most? I guess then.
Who I want to watch the most?
Yeah, because if we're all gonna say Bulls, then this won't work. So we have to pick.
Well, my second favorite team is Trailblazers.
There we go. So we'll go Trailblazers. Say something.
Favorite team.
Thunder.
Oh, okay.
All right, and I'm going to go... I'll go Sixers, right?
Nice.
I like the Sixers. So let's say money's no object.
Yeah.
What, the top free agents that we have this year that I have written down, these are my top free agents. These aren't the top free agents.
Right.
If you have another one, rattle it off.
Okay.
Kawhi, KD injured, Kyrie, Kemba Walker, Klay Thompson injured, Jimmy Butler... Al Horford just opted out.
Yeah.
I like Rubio personally. That's a me thing.
Is he free agent?
Yeah. DeMarcus Cousins. You got Tobias Harris. You got Valanciunas. You got Terry Rozier. Well, there's a bunch of free agents this year. There's a bunch of free agents this year. You have it right here on the computer in front of you, actually, if we're being honest.
I think is...
Real quick. No money is no object.
Right.
You have the Trailblazers. You have the...
Thunder.
And I have the Sixers. Money's no object. Who do you want as the best free agent get that you can get this year for your team? Yeah, one, of course. To pair with Damian Lillard, Nurkic is coming back, and McCollum. Mm-hmm. And Nurkic is already working out. Have you seen those workout videos?
Dude,
he's running, bro. It's crazy. You haven't seen that?
Nah.
Bro, you know the ladder drills? You step, the ladders? Bro, they have him do it. That was 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
You saw his... It's a compound fracture is when you... Yeah. Like, it's 100% broken. Like, yeah. It's sideways. He had a compound fracture. This motherfucker is 7'1". I would say probably puts him around 300 pounds.
Right, right.
310 pounds.
Right, right.
This motherfucker is doing ladder drills. What? KD tore his fucking Achilles in that series. He tore his shit the series before.
Right, right.
That puts it at 3 months ago?
Jesus Christ.
Bro, 3 months ago, wow. A 300-pound motherfucker broke his leg in half and is Jeez. Running in ladder drills.
That was so fucked up, man. I felt so bad
bro,
for him.
Bro, medicine Jeez. Is different. No, he broke his shit in the regular season, so it's more
It was like right it, at the end right, yeah, when they so, were making the playoff
Yeah, so my
push.
Bad, my bad, my bad. I'm sorry to everybody because I overreacted, but that's still crazy.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
That's still
Those are
crazy.
Always the
that's
worst,
What,
man.
4.5 months? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's give it 6 more weeks.
Yeah.
For a compound fracture Jeez. On a 300-pound human. Bro, that's nuts.
What
Medicine
were they playing?
Different.
They were playing like the Celtics or something like that. I can't remember.
I think it was the Thunder. I think it was a game with playoff implications.
Bro. Yeah, it was definitely.
I think it was the Thunder, bro.
Okay.
But nah, man, that's fucking crazy. So you, who do you want? Who do you want?
So, you know, if I were really thinking about it, just like personality-wise, gel-wise, I think I would want to throw Jimmy Butler in small forward there. With
Are you
Lillard,
serious?
McCollum, and Jimmy Butler.
Personality-wise?
Out for blood? Are you kidding me?
Personality-wise?
Are
Bro,
you
I think
kidding?
That Jimmy Butler is a terrible teammate.
What?
I love Jimmy. I love that intensity, bro. I love that shit, personally. I like that shit, but I don't think that Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum want Jimmy Butler yelling in their fucking
they
face.
They would. Jimmy wouldn't be. Jimmy was doing that in Toronto or in Minnesota because he was.
Bro, he was doing that shit in the Bulls. He was doing that shit in.
Well, yeah, because he was.
He was doing that shit in Minnesota.
But if
he was doing that
with,
shit in the Sixers, and then everybody just liked it on the Sixers. It was
if
cool.
If he's with Lillard and McCollum, who are already they're the Trailblazers, and you throw Jimmy in there. They will gel because, fucking, do you watch Lillard in the playoffs? His eyes are, like, if you get that, because that's what Jimmy is. Jimmy wants to win. He just wants to be just on fire, just going.
Hey, deadass, I'm looking over my list right now. If I were to pick for the Trailblazers, I like Horford and I like Cousins. Horford and I like Cousins, bro.
Cousins
but the problem is with
much.
Horford is he wants a 4-year deal. And I'm not giving you a 4-year deal. You're
yeah.
too fucking old.
But it's just like, man, with the Trailblazers, you need a fucking another spark to go with Lillard and fucking...
You don't need a spark to go with them.
Are you kidding? They are both... You don't... Because Jimmy isn't a... When he's on the court, he doesn't celebrate... Have you ever noticed that when Jimmy Butler dunks, he doesn't do any windmills or anything? He goes up there and just dunks it and walks back.
He beats his chest. He doesn't do crazy jumps,
ever.
But he beats his chest.
He
yells.
Is not a...
He'll yell and beat his chest, man. Come
but
on
he
now.
Is not an on-court celebrator a lot. No, same with how Lillard... There have actually been, like...
Like, what do we... Okay, cool.
There was
like,
a...
What
there
do
was,
we mean by that? Because,
there was
like,
a...
There was a point in time where, like... There was some wild celebrations, but, like, Kawhi Leonard, like, if you compare
right.
Jimmy Butler to Kawhi, of course it's crazy. But, like, Jimmy Butler isn't, but, like, silent, bro. He'll let you know. Jimmy
right,
Butler
but,
will let you know.
And I think that Lillard has kind of that same mentality. Because Lillard isn't one to crazy celebrate either. But when he gets something done, he will, like, let everyone
bro, oh,
know.
Hickey. Real shit.
Yeah.
As men.
Yeah.
I'm going away, but I'm coming right back.
Right.
Do you know, are you aware of the no game game?
The what?
The no game game where you act
no,
like
but
you
I
don't,
just lost the game.
You know, like you don't
I
have like
know that.
You act like you don't have game to girls, but that's the game. It's like you're the corny dude. You know what I mean? Have you? You're not aware of this concept?
No.
You're low key a master at the no game game. I thought that you were aware of this, but no, you have the no game game where
no
you
game
pretend
game.
You pretend like you don't know what the fuck is going on, but you know what
no,
the fuck.
But you
know what I mean?
You know what you actually said to me once, and I laughed. Is you said, Hickey, you're so uncool that you're cool.
You're cool as fuck, bro. It's a fact.
Nah, dude. It's what I don't
comfortability. When you're
there's a different there's a fine line between confidence and cockiness.
Being 100% yourself is always going to be attractive. You have this thing that I
all right, let's
no, but I'm right back. It's the no game game, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You act like you don't know what the fuck is going on, but you know what the fuck you're doing, bro. And you can pretend right here on air that you don't know what you're doing, but you know what the fuck you're all doing right. when you do it. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
It's no game game, bro. It's no game game. He
it's
no,
no game game with
it's
Jimmy
It's no game
Butler.
Game, bro. Like, you sit here and you act like, oh, he doesn't beat his chest. That nigga knows what, like, he...
Right.
He turns
That's
up.
That's how Damian Lillard
bro,
is,
Bro, he turns
too.
Up.
Damian Lillard knows he's fucking doing shit, but he's... That's how Kawhi is, but Kawhi is a little like too.
Kawhi's
like,
different.
Kawhi is just fucking.
Kawhi is a girl who used to be fat and became pretty. Like, no, but, no, real shit, bro.
Ha-cha-cha. We should record that and you can bust it out.
No, but no, real shit. Kawhi is a girl who used to be fat and she became pretty. Like, he doesn't know. But nah, man. Damian Lillard and Jimmy Butler have the no game game. And they're like, they pretend like, no, that's what I was saying. It wasn't Jimmy Butler. It was Damian Lillard. Yeah, you're like, yeah. He doesn't celebrate. When he does that stale face shit, that's celebrating, bro. Right. Like, that's the no game game. Like, nigga, I'm celebrating in your face by not celebrating. Derrick Rose hit the shot and he did the...
Right.
That's a celebration. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Damian Lillard does that shit too. But Jimmy Butler beats his chest, bro. Let's not act like Jimmy Butler will dunk on you and beat his fucking chest and run back down. But the difference is he'll run back down and play defense. That's where I think that we're getting that's where the speed bump is, because a lot of players, they'll beat their chest and they don't play defense.
Well, crazy.
But Jimmy Butler goes down and plays defense, so that's why you're like, oh my God, it's not a big deal, because he actually does his job. Right. But he'll still let you know.
Well, crazy fact, I don't know if it's still going, or if it's, I heard this like 2 years ago. Jimmy Butler and Kawhi Leonard are the only players in the league that have more steals than fouls. That is how good they are at two-way fucking, it was like 2 years ago, but it was true, yeah.
I would never believe it.
No, I'm serious.
I mean, yes, I mean, I believe it, but I don't believe it. Believe it, because there has to be a with more than 50 steals. Right. Because there's one dude who's in the league who stole one ball in, like, you know what I'm saying? But I understand what you're saying, but if I can be the dick that I am, I would have to say that,
Did you ever see the video?
Technically speaking.
Did you ever see the video? I don't know who it was. Someone on the Wizards. He wanted to get a triple-double, and he was one rebound away, so he inbounded it. Shot it at his own basket and just hit the rim and, like, caught it. So he got his last rebound for it. What a shitty move.
Before we get out of here, who do you think wins the finals this year? We're done. Hurry up. Let's go.
I mean,
it's not like we have to be right, bro.
I know. I don't.
Free agency hasn't happened. The draft hasn't happened, bro. You're not locked into these picks. I'm just saying.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Go out on a limb.
I have a hot take. I have a super hot take. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I'll go to the Nuggets. Nuggets are the number two seed. The Nuggets are the number two seed in the West last year, right?
Yeah.
If Michael Porter Jr. Y'all know about
Michael Porter Jr.
that he was supposed to be, because he was
from LSU,
he was out all year. LSU.
I think.
He was like the number one prospect or whatever. But he had a back injury. And
he's doing like a Ben Simmons type thing.
Mizzou.
That's where it was. Yeah,
so if he is anything that's close to a lottery pick,
right.
They were the number two seed last year. The Jazz have Mitchell. They have.
Donovan Mitchell is up. Yeah, they have fucking Mitchell. Awesome ass player. Dude.
Who the fuck is the big guy that we were talking about? They have fucking him. You got fucking Donovan Mitchell coming back. Fucking
The center
Nurkic. Jokic and Nurkic.
Oh, I thought you were talking. Oh, okay, yeah.
Jokic and Nurkic. No, they have Jokic. Nurkic was on the Trailblazers. But I like him a lot. I like them a lot. If the Lakers don't get anybody, those are my pick. That's my pick. But we don't know what the fuck Kawhi's going to do. So I'm not like holding you guys to this. Just say some shit, man.
Anticipation or like anticipating what is going to happen. I'm just going to throw it out there, because none of the free agency has happened yet. But I'm going to go on a limb and say Clippers.
I like that, man.
Clippers win it next year.
I like that. If Kawhi goes to the Clippers, they're nasty.
I think if Kawhi goes, Jimmy's going to go. And you got quiet small forward, and you got Jimmy at shooting guard, Patrick Beverley at fucking point guard.
I mean, he has to resign. But
he still knows
who you got?
Chris, championship.
The Pelicans.
All right, whatever. That's how you get your mic cut. My man to my far left, the first time you've been on What's Breon. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, man. This was dope, man. I had a good time doing this. All right, man. Till next time. All right. Next
time,
who am I? I am the walrus. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
My man, the man in the middle to my left. Who are you?
The CD player. Don't get it twisted.
Hasn't said anything all episode. You already know what it is. The man, the myth, the legend, the Midwest mobster putting his pants on two legs at a time because I'm better than all y'all niggas. The daddy of do-rags. What'd I say? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Thank you for tuning in to What's Breon. This has been episode... I don't even know. I'm going to say six. I think it might be five, but episode six of the second season of What's Breon. Thank you for tuning in. My man Hickey. Thank you to my man Chris Diaz, the CD player, for tuning in. We got a lot more NBA shit coming to you. But yeah, buddy.
Breenan. Mr. Yeah. Breenan.
Hey. Scatter.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. You already know what it is. Be